on the program tomorrow night with our SEMO Symphony Orchestra visiting us here at the Cafe Concerto. Our two horn players, Dr. Nicholas Kenny, Chair of the Department of Music, and Dr. Jordan Redd, Professor of Horn at the University of North Alabama. I'll save you a seat at the Cafe Concerto. We have visitors from far away and nearby joining us here at the cafe. Dr. Jordan Redd, who comes to us from the University of North Alabama. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. And Dr. Nick Kenny, the chair of the Department of Music from the River Campus. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, now you know you're welcome anytime, but there are big doings going on over at our beautiful Bedell Performance Hall tomorrow night. Our Soaring Strings concert. We're going to have to amend that title. Let's see. We'll have Soaring Strings and I don't know what an H word that.
Oh my gosh!
I'll think of it
in a
minute.
We'll get it.
But fabulous horn playing, the Haydn Concerto for two horns. And we've been talking off air a little bit about some of the challenges of this particular piece of music. Let me give details about the concert. This is Soaring Strings, our Department of Music at Southeast, with our Southeast Missouri Symphony performing some pieces our cafe patrons will recognize. Mozart's Symphony No. 40, one of the three big ones. Also, Barba's Adagio for strings. Everybody has some emotional tie to that somehow or other. Also, Elgar's Serenade for strings. Our maestro, Patrick Hopkins, was in last week, and we listened to a little bit of the Barba, a little bit of the Elgar. Takes place tomorrow evening at 7:30 in our beautiful Bedell Performance Hall at the River Campus. Doors open at 7. This is assigned seating, so those of us who are fortunate enough to have season tickets, we know where to go when we get there. But if this is going to be your first time at the Bedell, it's very easy to navigate. There are people there that will help you out all over the place. And we welcome you. This will be a wonderful concert for you. Some recognizable music, as I mentioned. But this piece may be not so well known, mainly because when do we have the opportunity to have two superb horn players in one place?
Yeah, for sure. It's not well known in the public, but for us horn players, it's like a Mount Everest type of piece. We look forward to an opportunity to get to do it. So it's a really treat, a really good treat for us, and I think everybody will like it too.
Okay, we're familiar with Haydn.
Yeah.
We know about him, father of the symphony, more or less. A really nice guy to all of his musicians. But and he wrote some horn concerti.
He did, and there's some interesting tidbits that have come out recently about this piece. So historians will say that he wrote 5 horn concertos. But between about 1760 and 1765, those pieces are lost. And then some of the others are attributed to his brother, Michael Haydn. Hmm. But this piece in particular, if you look at the manuscript and even the editions, it has Joseph Haydn ? And there's some history out there to think that Rossetti actually wrote this and published it in Haydn's name. And so it has some characteristics of Rossetti. And Rossetti was really well known for writing double horn concertos, too.
Well, we're going to compare and contrast, because right after we hear a little bit of this and our interview, I'm not going to hurry you at all, but we're going to hear a quintet by Rossetti that has two horns, two flutes, strings, also an E flat.
Yep.
Kind of interesting. So maybe even a preferred key. I don't know. Now, let's talk about the connection between teacher and student for our cafe patrons. You may recognize Jordan's name, Jordan Redd. I know I've talked about all his accomplishments. We're sort of kindred spirits, not just in that I'm a former horn player from way back in the day, but also because I think maybe, Jordan, I encountered you on your very first day on the SEMO campus.
You did.
And you were a little not so sure where you needed to be, and we sort of got to know each other that way. But you came to Southeast with Dr. Kenning.
Yep, that's right. I was initially studying with him at the University of North Carolina at Pembroke. And that summer, I think he probably got offered the job later in the spring, but that summer he told me he was leaving, and I was like, take me with you. And packed my suitcase and a couple $100 and left.
Well, that's a step of faith that ended up coming to great fruition for us as well as you. And since then, I know you've won quite a few national competitions, international as well, have some great performances under your belt, in addition to the work you're doing in Huntsville at the University of North Alabama. You're also performing in a couple of orchestras up there. Tell us just a little bit about what your schedule demands.
Yeah, so when I first moved to Florence, I took an audition and became the principal horn of the Jackson Symphony for a couple of years. I've since resigned, but I also play with the Alabama Symphony down in Birmingham occasionally as a utility player. I do a lot of assistant principal playing down there, mostly on film scores and stuff like that. And then I also play with the Huntsville Symphony as an extra at times. Sometimes I'll play some assistant there. Sometimes I'll play some fifth or sixth horn. But yeah, outside of that,
the
I'm just...
Schultz Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Schultz Symphony. Yeah, the Schultz Symphony is right in Florence. We actually house that that symphony out of UNA. I'm the principal horn player there.
Okay, we're going to get back to the piece now. We're going to hear a little bit of the third movement. And you guys can listen up. We've got on first horn, I'm guessing, they list them one and two, Herman Baumann. And second horn, Timothy Brown. So... yeah, it requires quite a bit of stamina there. I'm looking, and your eyeballs are going up as that phrase there arcs a little higher. And this is the third movement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So by now, you're thinking, okay, this is how much I have to play. In your mind, you're turning those pages maybe or thinking about that. Tell us a little bit, maybe when at the third movement, Jordan, I know you're playing first horn. What's going through your mind, or do you have time to really think about it? You're focused, I know, on your sound and what's happening in the music, and of course, stylistically, being there in your thought process.
Yeah, actually, it's like the first movement of this concerto is fantastic, and it's pretty long, yeah. And like you get done with the first movement. And you're sitting there emptying your water and stuff, and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to play two more movements. So from the end of the first movement, all I'm thinking about is like, just try to put the best kind of air in the horn that I can and, you know, hope for the best. But then you play the second movement, get to the third movement, and you're like, oh my gosh, now we have to leap around.
On the second horn part, by the time we get there, I'm just worried about counting to six. It's a little doogie, 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 doogie. It's real easy to get lost through that. It's pretty fun, though. It's fun to do that little athletic type stuff on the second horn part. It's one of the things I've always really liked. Sometimes people navigate to one part or another, and I've always navigated to being a strong second horn player. And so doing all that stuff that flies around, all the different octaves is like, it's sort of in my wheelhouse. And it's a lot of fun. And usually I'm just thinking about, I hope Jordan's okay over there.
So there's some sentimental support going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate that. And Jordan, I hope you do too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. As a concert goer, tell us anything else that maybe we should appreciate about this piece or maybe should be listening for. You're talking about different aspects of the performance from your point of view. What about us?
Well, I think one of the things that people are going to enjoy about hearing us play together is that since I taught him and obviously I've learned a lot from him, over the years too, we, we blend really well together. We've played a lot together, so our sounds match really well. And actually, I'll throw this one out there too. Jordan is playing this. This is his first performance on his brand new instrument that is a copy of my horn. And so we have essentially twin horns now as well. And last night was the first time we played them together really in a hall that of any sort. And it just, I think people are going to be overtaken by the tone and the sound that we can make together.
That's interesting and special.
Yeah.
Special at the same time for us to think about that, because mm-hmm. the blending and balance, becomes maybe even more present for us as a listener. The concert has all these other string things going on with it. Within this particular piece of music, Haydn's concept of concerto, is it a chamber orchestra or a full orchestra?
Yeah, it's a small orchestra, mostly strings. I think there are just two horns in the wind section, maybe bassoons. There's no bassoons in there.
There's not any bassoons. I think some reductions though do have like a oboe and double.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're playing a version that I think it's just strings and two horns in the back. They're playing tuties with us and playing some chords and things. And then the two horn solos, of course, like you said, the strings will be playing two pieces by themselves. And actually the Cape Central High School Orchestra is coming over to play with them. And we heard them all rehearsing last night before us, and they sound really fantastic. So that's great. And then at the very end, we're going to add all the pairs of winds that Mozart did for Symphony 40 and have the full orchestra, a full classical orchestra anyways, for the last half of the concert.
Well, what a privilege it will be for us when we hear you together. I want to thank you again for coming in. Dr. Jordan Redd and Dr. Nicholas Kinney, thank you so much. We'll go out now before we take a look at your weather and get to the Rossetti Quintet with a little bit of the first movement of the Haydn Double Horn Concerto. You can hear tomorrow evening in our beautiful Bedell Auditorium. Performed by our Southeast Symphony, along with our horn soloist Jordan Redd and Nick Kinney.